Hi, this is Jeannie Drisco bringing you an episode of The Art and Soul of Healing. Today, on the wings of Alliance for Natural Health, we will be visiting Hans Ng in Seattle, Washington, at the Ng 3 Corporation. Hans is an engineer with a degree from the Technical University of Berlin, and his background is in material sciences and proteomics. Hans has 25 plus years of experience with advanced medical technologies and worked in research and development for multiple medical companies. Because of Hans' background in material sciences and understanding of proteomics, he was able to develop the NanoV line of products. I'm exploring the NanoV devices today as a tool for detoxification, but there are many, many other uses, and I think you'll find Hans' discussion fascinating. Let's welcome Hans Ng. Welcome, Hans, to the Art and Soul of Healing.
Hello, thank you very much. Welcome. Yeah.
Well, Hans, your background is interesting. You have a background in material sciences with a degree in engineering from Technical University of Berlin. And you worked as a developer of medical devices for many years in Europe. What brought you to the U.S. from Europe?
Oh, what brought me to the U.S. is complex. Several things brought me to the U.S. Number one is I wanted to learn English. My English was absolutely not existing. And you mentioned that I worked in Germany in the field for medical devices. Yeah, I worked for Johnson & Johnson in the human implant section. Yeah, that means bone replacements, disc replacement, and those things. And I was there in the department for R&D for surface design. Yeah, and for everything that implants are growing better into our human system. So in this area, I was exposed to cell biology. Yeah. So what is actually the growing factor? What is the tissue doing? Yeah. And that exposed me to the entire field of proteomic. Yeah? How do protein work? And when I came to the US for studying the language, yeah, I didn't have this job to do, and I was more interested to go back to work because that is always a challenging thing for me to go in new areas. And because of my background of the protein function, I was knowing that the most important thing in our body is to keep the protein function in a proper working situation. Yeah? If they do not work, the proteins, then we run in all kind of problems because they are the workhorses in our body and they are orchestrating the entire biochemical system in our body. Yeah? So I was looking into this area, how the protein function could get saved or getting improved. Yeah? And that led to the patent development, looking in all these areas which are related in in the biological field. Yeah? And so it then involved, we had the preliminary tests and studies, and we created the first prototypes from the prototypes into the next session. Yeah. So it is a long, more than 10-year development process.
I was going to ask you about that. Well, you have a wonderful company, Ng3, and you have the NanoV Eco, NanoV Pro, and the NanoV Exo. And before we get into the science of these devices, I want you to describe some of the benefits seen by different clients that you service, maybe just two, an athlete and a person interested in aging, healthy aging. And then we'll explore the science.
Yes. Yeah. Both of these very far away groups. Yeah. The athletes are usually young. The aging group is usually a little bit older. They have one thing in common. Yeah? Their entire system depends on their protein function. Yeah? So an athlete would like to have the protein function on the maximum peak in his age group that he is. Yeah? And he also knows that if he puts all the demand on his body, that he damages proteins, loses the peak. So he is interested in how can he recover fast enough to be back on the starting point. Right? So that is what the athlete is. So the aged person, yeah, he is like an athlete. Yeah, he went through a long period of life. Living is an athletic process, we could say. Yeah, and you accumulate damages over a longer period, similar to the damage that the athletes accumulate. Mm. Yeah? The damage is you lose protein function. The lost protein function in an aging person is being recognized as an very often as an age-related disorder, beside what is also recognized simply the loss of performance. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So by addressing the protein function, the older person interest is to reboost the performance that they have, to avoid chronic disorders, because these are nothing else than lost protein function. So they have both the same intention, the athlete and the older person. The older person, really old person, sometimes have already chronic disorders. Yeah? All kind of chronic disorders are caused by lost protein function, or how it also is phrased, is caused by oxidative stress. Yeah? Because we are losing the protein function, because oxidative stress, the free radicals, are damaging the proteins. And when they cannot do their work, then certain things is simply said not working anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So that is because we live. We always inhale air. We always need the ATP production. That will always lead to free radical production.
Let's back up to the proteins first. So proteins are manufactured by our cells, and they need to be correctly folded into specific shapes for them to work in our bodies. How did you come to the insight that water could be helpful in this process?
That water is the major key player is not actually our invention. That water is the most important part in it is known and postulated since more than 50 years, almost since 100 years, yeah? Because there's nothing else around a protein than water. It cannot be a chemical reaction because there is no chemical reaction. It is for all living species that we know the same thing. Proteins exist only in water. Yeah? They require water. That's, for example, the reason when we look for a life on a different other planet. We look for water. Mm-hmm. No? We cannot look for a protein because we can only look for something that we know. If there's an unknown protein, we would never find it. Yeah? But we know that no protein can exist without water. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So that is nothing that we invented. Yeah? The only thing we were looking in, water properties that we know today. Yeah? And there is a lot of knowledge, science out about water in physics science. Yeah, there's another area in science where some ideas that about water properties are out. Yeah, but the part that is in physics known, yeah, that is also known since more than 40 years. And then we started to work with university here in Washington. Yeah. They are kind of a leading department in bioengineering, yeah, about water science. And we could bring together a lot of different knowledge and approaches. Yeah. That was very helpful for now to explain the device, to do certain research with other universities, and to intensify the distribution of the knowledge what we have out here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so interesting. And then you talk about this process as needing ordered water. What exactly is ordered water?
Yeah. Ordered water described a certain kind of state of entropy. Yeah? So entropy describes a situation between components, ordered or unordered. Yeah, these kind of thermodynamic laws, yeah, are known. They are valid in the entire universe, how we know it. Yeah? For example, the change from an unordered state into an ordered state, yeah, is an unfavored change, yeah, it would always go in the other direction, yeah, mm-hmm. if those things happen. So in chemistry, that is a part of constant use. It is around our daily life, yeah, the change of entropy happens. So for water, that means if water molecules are getting in a higher state of entropy, they are in a lower state of entropy, they are going into a higher order, which means that the molecules are pushed a little bit closer together and they take a different other shape. And this higher order is possible to measure at the water, is that it happens only on surfaces, thin layers of surfaces. And there are a lot of very specific attributes. Yeah? It is denser, it has a different other absorption rate of electromagnetic energy, it emits a different other electromagnetic energy, it has a different pH value, and all those things. You can really measure this state. Yeah? But it is only on a very thin layer on surfaces. You cannot have, let's say, a glass of water that is all ordered. If so, you would also recognize it would be heavier because the density is higher. So that is ordered water. How does water get into the state to be ordered? That is then also one of the next steps that is now known and was researched in the last 20 years. And we can now address it, and that is what we do with our technology. We exactly follow this knowledge, that at the end, we have ordered water on surfaces.
So as an engineer and developer of medical devices, how did you come to the understanding of using reactive oxygen species as a way to create this ordered water? That was a really great intellectual leap. I was very curious about that.
So we looked at everything that we know, what is necessary is that water gets into the state of the ordered state on surface. Yeah? And that is our, let us say, more the material science. Yeah, water is a material, and we know that water gets into this when it receives a certain kind of electromagnetic energy. This electromagnetic energy is not always around us. So we were looking, where is it? Maybe in our body. Maybe we produce it in our own body. And we found out that a very specific reactive oxygen species is actually a so-called an excited oxygen species, and that has to emit its fingerprint of electromagnetic energy. That is what in physics happens always. Yeah, if you have an excited atom, the atom will emit its excitement energy, which is electromagnetic energy, into the environment. And this very, very specific free radical is doing exactly the same. Before it starts to do other things, it has to emit its energy. And that is one source of those energies that is producing or will lead to ordered water in the cell. So that is then what we tried. And next thing, can we produce the same kind of energy outside? So we called it, during the first period, we called it the bioidentical energy.
Yes, I saw you use that term.
Yeah, so we use the bioidentical energy added to the humidity that you inhale. Yeah? And when you are connected to the humidity, our body is basically a big cloud. Yeah? Then this exposed humidity will affect our body. And we did the studies and we see, we affect the body. Yeah? That was the primary thing. The next step, we said, if that works, what is going on with the even more potent electromagnetic energies that we were able to produce technology from the technology channel. And we started studies, compared this one. And now we are already out and incorporated in our technologies the third wavelengths that is even more potent than the previous wavelengths.
So this is really exciting to understand this technology and have it lead to the development of the NanoV. How long did it take you to develop a working prototype that you were satisfied with?
Oh, the working prototype for testing?
Yes.
That took maybe half a year to produce it.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but the testing prototypes are never these setups how finally a product will look like. Yeah, and in the testing period, you have far more refined testing equipment. You can see differences. Yeah, but in the final product, you would like to have more performance levels in the device. So you would like that people recognize it, people feel the impact. Yeah. So we started at first with the smallest device, with the Eco that you mentioned. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Then we figured out that we can double the output of the electromagnetic energy that is emitted to the humidity in the device. So that was a pro. And then we had another possibility in the technology jump, and we could double this output again to the EXO device. Yeah. So at first, we never had the EXO device. Yeah, that came far later. Now we are working on the technologies that we are now out. Yeah, they have all three different wavelengths. At first, the bioidentical. Then we went to the next higher step. Yeah, and the third wavelength that we are now using is two times as potent as the first wavelengths. Yeah, so we could ramp up the performance levels of the devices. What we always did is we gave an update option to the customers where they said, if you bought this in a time frame of 1 year in the past, yeah, where we couldn't have these new devices, we give you the update option that you can have the most performance technology in your device without any additional costs.
Well, you state that ordered water is required for proteins to fold, and it's a key aspect of our cell's activity. How does this NanoV work to create the ordered water? I've seen the device, I've used it, but maybe you should describe, it's a unit that sits on the desktop. Maybe describe it a bit.
I will start from our inside of the body. So the proteins are floating in the water of our cells. Our cells are very, very small, extremely small. Yeah, and there are sometimes up several 10,000 of proteins in there. These are very, very small components. Because of the cellular structure of our body, we are similar to a cloud and not to a bucket of water. So we are basically a huge, let's say, bag of humidity, you could say. Yeah? So, and every humidity that is exposed to this through our mucous membrane, our lung surface, our mouth, our nose, yeah, is becoming part of this body. To affect the proteins in this cloud, we had to find a way to extend our cloud into a device. So the device basically becomes, the inside of the device becomes part of the cloud. So now we have only to expose the humidity that the device creates with electromagnetic energy. The electromagnetic energy creates in this humidity those called coherent domains. And these coherent domains are then going like a, I say, like a sound wave or like a wake through the entire body of humidity that is connected with each other. And so we have to do it only in the device, but it will affect the entire humidity cloud that is built in connection to the device.
Can I recap that? Let's just see if I've got this correct. So the NanoV device, water as humidity, is in an airstream, and it passes through absorbable electromagnetic energy. Then these water droplets are absorbed through the different energies as layers of ordered water, and they form droplets on the surface. And when these droplets are inhaled, I use a little cannula, nasal cannula, they make contact with the mucous membranes and ultimately influence water throughout the entire body. And have you used research to advise these claims?
What we do in a research part is several steps. Yeah? The first thing is we have to prove that we are actually emitting this specific electromagnetic energy and not something different. Yeah? So that was done. The next thing is we have to prove that the humidity when it comes out of the device and it hits Petri dish, for example, where we have a little surfaces in, that on these surfaces, the ordered water is being built. So that is done also with institutes and universities. They put a little specific test species in there that are only reacting on this thing. The Petri dish is being exposed to the humidity, and under a microscope, they can see that on those little surfaces, the ordered water is being built. So the next step is then to do the tests instead of with little specimens, with little proteins in a Petri dish. So the proteins are far smaller and we cannot see the proteins on a microscope, how they build the surface up. But we know that if the proteins are being, let's say, coated with the surface, they start to fold and to act better. So what we did is we take the proteins, we damage the proteins. Now we know they are unfolded. That is, for example, with heat or with something else. Then we expose the humidity to it, and we can see that the protein activity is being reinstalled and starts again. So we see that ordered water, and that's not only what we see, that is also research studies. They see that ordered water affects the protein function. And the only way to affect the protein function is by their folding, because we are not creating new proteins. That is what the RNA is doing. That is absolutely not something that we can do. Our important claim is we emit this treated humidity that will lead on surfaces the build up of ordered water. So that is the claim, and that is what we have to show in studies and all different other levels.
Your universities that you've affiliated with are really impressive.
We do it in universities and institutes in different countries to have a wider spread. That also is related to the situation that the universities or the community that researches in this area is not huge. And there are international meetings, and you meet with other universities on those congresses, and then you try to find experts in a certain area that you can work with. They are who are interested to work with us on this topic.
It's always a challenge to find the right researchers.
It's very, very international.
Yes. I want to go back to this mucous membrane. I got interested in NanoV as a detoxification tool. And my personal experience is that when I inhaled ordered water, I would actually feel it in my tympanic membranes, my eardrums. I don't know if anybody else has ever said that, but I felt like there was a systemic effect. And the first time I used the NanoV, I only used it for 3 minutes. The woman that runs the equipment is reluctant to have people go full bore first time. And I did detox. I did have a detox reaction. So I think it's a wonderful tool on many levels. But I have a question about some of the effects of the NanoV. You're saying it does cause a reactive oxygen species to form, but it's a special type.
Mm-hmm. We are not doing anything with reactive oxygen species. We only looked in the past what are reactive oxygen species are doing, and they are a source of electromagnetic energy, and we used their electromagnetic energy to go forward. Reactive oxygen species are being formed in our cells, in the mitochondria, in the moment when we breathe and produce ATP. As more oxygen we inhale for the ATP production, as more free radicals we produce. An unavoidable process for all aerobic life systems.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so you really wouldn't want to use a lot of antioxidants to mop it up, because some of those signals, well, they're signaling molecules. Is that correct?
Today we know that the free radicals are not only having a bad component. They have a lot of very important components. Yeah, they are very often, you said mob up, I would say they are even more, they are the police in our system in some areas. Yeah, they are part of our immune defense system. Yeah? They are part of our inflammation system. They are part of our self-healing system. Yeah, the cellular apoptosis is being finally initiated and executed by free radicals. So I love my free radicals, I say. The other thing is some of them are damaging the proteins. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So that is part of the life. And we are focused more, how can we reestablish the damaged proteins without stopping breathing? We would like still to do our things. Athletes would like to still metabolize far more than 100 times the oxygen than a non-athlete. Yeah? And the person who lived for many, many years and metabolized a lot of oxygen in their life, they also would like to have more lifetime in front of them. But therefore, athlete or people, non-athlete people need their protein function. And we are only interested to reestablish the protein function.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm correct, NanoV has its biological effects by repair of protein damage.
Yes.
And this increases our body's ability to use oxygen, improve cellular energy production, and improve vitality, I guess. Is that correct?
At the end, we produce vitality because we have to look a little bit closer. What are proteins? Yeah? Proteins are enzymes. Proteins are hormones. Proteins are in every part of any biochemical reaction. Proteins are the initiator, the executors, the catalysts. Yeah? And if one of those things is broken, we do not have this biophysical process anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you, for example, you mentioned detoxification. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Detoxification process is a complex biochemical process that is controlled, initiated, and stopped, and all those things by proteins. And if one of those members is damaged, yeah, then the detoxification doesn't work anymore. So when that is being reestablished, a lot of people can recognize this part. With all these around, we assume that our body has 900,000 different proteins. Yeah? Most of their function, we do not feel. Some of them we feel, and very often the detoxification processes we could recognize. The energy production, the vitality is very important. Yeah? The ATP production is an enzymatic reaction. Enzymes are controlling this process. Yeah? If those enzymes got damaged, then we do not produce enough ATP anymore. Lack of energy, fatigue, and all those things are the results. So we would like to improve all these different proteins.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how do you think it strengthens the immune system?
The immune system is also a complex area. Yeah? I will pick some of these out. We now nowadays learn or know far more about those things like antibodies. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Antibodies are proteins. Yeah? Antibodies are being formed in the cells and they are needed. And we always say formed. Yeah, they are built together. Amino acids are being built together. The recipe book is the DNA. The DNA tells the RNA what to put together. And then the chain of RNAs and the chains of amino acids that the RNA formed, they have to fold. And there the water comes in play. They have to fold. Now, when it's folded, we have an antibody. If we do not have enough of these folding-inducing water property in our body, we cannot produce fast enough antibodies. So that is one of those things, yeah, where it is very important in the immune system to have those water properties that the proteins actually will fold in the end. Yeah?
Do you think there's also DNA repair with the ing?
The DNA is repaired by enzymes. We know a lot of enzymes. Enzymes are responsible in certain areas of the DNA to check if everything is okay. And if something is broken, yeah, and for example, free radicals can attack DNA and break these, yeah, then the enzymes are responsible to repair this part. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario is that damage is so bad that it cannot be repaired. Mm-hmm. Now we have another protein controlled process. The cell has to get killed. We do not want to have non-function DNA in a cell. The entire cell is then being killed. That is an apoptosis. That is a controlled burst of free radicals that really the cell and everything is in there is being shredded and being killed, and then a new cell is being built and initiated. But again, control, if the DNA is intact, is an enzymatic reaction. Worst case scenario, the initiation of the cellular death is a protein controlled reaction. And of course, the new generation of a new cell is completely a protein controlled process again.
Mm-hmm. Well, how often do people use the ENG devices?
It depends how much they have access to it. Mm-hmm. So if people have those things at home or on the office, on the table, and they have always access to it, they can use it as long as they want, as long as they feel the benefit.
Okay.
You come to a maximum point, but that is individually very, very different. How much you can boost your body more. This technology is not making a superhero out of somebody.
Sure.
It cannot anything. We can only repair things when they got damaged. And if there is no damage anymore or that is not recognized, then there is nothing to repair. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, depending on your individual situation, there could be a lot of different reasons for damages. It could be environmental, exposed to radiation, exposed to much sunshine. It could be your lifestyle. For example, athletes, sport doing, inhaling a lot of oxygen. It could be food intake that you do. If you force your body to digest food, then you create a lot of your body requires a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. A lot of energy produces a lot of free radicals. You accumulate more damage. So in this moment, you would like to repair this damage anymore again. Mm-hmm. So the intake, what you intake, that could be alcohol consumption, that could be smoking, mm-hmm. that which are known to force the body to free radical damages. They could get counterbalanced then with our technology.
Mm. That's so interesting. So if someone, let's say they're smokers, they should probably start slowly then and then increase over time. But they're really, they aren't limited to one day a week or, whatever.
No, there's no limitation. They can, when we say, you said you were starting slowly when you used the first time because of your detoxification reaction. That was an unpleasant effect, maybe. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel mm-hmm. good. And we say we always would like to stay in the feel good level. There's no reason to push it fast in the first moment.
Right.
Use it the next day, use it for the next weekend or something. Ramp it up. But it is very different because we are all individually damaged in different areas. And some people have more the effect on the detoxification. Other people have the complete opposite effect. They feel energized, more concentrated, more awareness. Because immediately the improved cell production, energy production, is going into the use of your consciousness. So that really depends on the individual situation where you can recognize it. Mm-hmm. On top of it, we have people who don't recognize anything. And because there is nothing damaged in a recognizable protein controlled area. Then sometimes we talk with them and say, so what did you sleep did? Oh yeah, I'm sleep very good. I actually sleep now longer.
Yes.
I said, okay, your sleep got better. Typical age-related problem. Sleep is controlled by proteins, and when the proteins are damaged, then we have no control anymore. We wake up in the middle of the night.
I've noticed I am using less melatonin than I had in the past from the NanoV use. I thought it was the NanoV that was helping that. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, Yeah, that is related to this. It has also a second reason. Yeah, everything that you take in, food or drink, or even what you inhale, is being processed in our body by enzymes, by proteins. Yeah? Your entire digestion system, you know, we need enzymes in the stomach and everything. So we recognize and we know, as older you get, as less you utilize whatever you take in. Yeah? You utilize your food not as good anymore. You utilize the drugs not as good anymore. As mm-hmm. older you get, as higher the doses is for your drug intakes, yeah, or supplement intakes. The reason is we are not utilizing it because our enzymes and proteins responsible for the utilization are not working properly anymore. When they are starting to work properly, you will start to use less of those things. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Your supplements will work, your food will work, even your drugs will start to work better on your entire system.
Well, this is great. How can people find you?
We are located in Seattle. We have a website that is called ang3corp.com. Yeah? Or you can type in search for NanoV. You would probably always hit in the first one or two pages all the NanoV related information on the internet. There are a lot of professional users, a lot of field of users that are describing our technology, how they utilize it and how much benefit they have out of it.
I'll put a link to your website on the Art and Soul of Healing website so people can look it up. Mm-hmm. I think that it'll be interesting for many people. So I want to thank you so much. And tell me what you're doing for fun in Washington State.
Oh, in Washington State, we are in Seattle. We are surrounded by water and by mountains. Yeah, and both are extremely interesting things for me to do. I love to sail. Yeah? And I love to be in the mountain. Yeah, I'm not as active as in my youth, so I don't climb mountains anymore, what I did in my youth. Yeah, now I'm more in backcountry and outdoor activities. Yeah, so I like the activity. I like the fresh air to go out with friends, have good long discussions, go in details.
Where in Germany did you grow up?
I grew up in Berlin.
Oh, you grew up in Berlin, so northern.
Mm-hmm. I went there to the university. Yeah, then I started to work for medical device companies. Yeah, was very, very interesting. Yeah, I went through the time when the reunification happened.
Yes.
It was a very, very interesting, very, very good time.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Berlin. Was there a number of years ago and really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, interesting city.
Very different from the other German cities. Yeah,
yes,
very different.
Is. Yeah, it is. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Hans, for sharing this information with us today and helping us understand that there are tools out there for detoxification. I will put a link for Hans on the Art and Soul of Healing website, and a special shout out to Alliance for Natural Health USA for standing in the gap for our health freedoms. Go to AllianceForNaturalHealthUSA.org and become a member today.